The last idea that I wanted to share with you is sort of an anti-Dvar Torah. So last year, as a Pesach gift, the shul got me, through Rabbi Zirkin, the AI Haggadah. So I want to thank you all for that, and so I said I would try to share something from here. It's a really cool book, and very beautiful pictures. I'm going to read you something that it has on the Arba Banim, on the four children, and you'll tell me what's wrong with it. The wise son speaks what?
Nobody said it would be a quiz.
The wise son speaks first, saying, "My brothers, I have always been fascinated by the story of our ancestors' liberation from slavery in Egypt. I have studied the Torah and the commentaries, etc." The wicked son sneers, saying, "Wisdom, you call that wisdom? The Passover story is nothing but a myth, a fairy tale, etc." The simple son pipes up, saying, "I don't know about all that. I just know that every year at Passover, we eat matzah and tell the story of our ancestors leaving Egypt." Then the son, who does not know how to ask, is silent. But the other three turn to him and say, "And what about you? What do you think of the Passover story?" He hesitates for a moment before speaking. "I don't really know. I don't understand. But I like the feeling I get when we sit together and tell the story," etc. Then it concludes. Through their conversation, the four sons demonstrate different approaches to learning and engaging with Jewish tradition. Despite their differences, they all share a connection to their shared heritage and the Passover story. So there are a number of interesting things to focus on how an AI understands this part of the Haggadah based on the treasure trove of literature on the internet. But what's something very glaring that's different or missing from what I just read? And it's hard to notice it until you actually realize that there's somebody that's implied in the Haggadah, but that's not actually mentioned.
The parent.
Exactly. Right? And that's probably what tripped the AI up. Right? Chacham mahu omer. The Chacham says, you know, what does he say? Ve'afata emar lo. And you're supposed to say. Rasha mahu omer. And you're supposed to do something. The you is the parent. The AI never picked that up. It's the children, the wise son says this. The wicked son says this. The simple son says this. The Sheini Yadei Elisha still actually ends up saying something anyway. They all say something, but they're talking to each other. And that's what it says. All the other three children turn to the Sheini Yadei Elisha. There's no parent. And because there's no parent, there's no question and answer. It's just each child sharing how they see the world. What the Haggadah, and again, I think that that's very in vogue in contemporary society, where we celebrate difference of perspective, and we do that in the Haggadah as well. But in the Haggadah, there's an added part, which is Mesorah, which is tradition. There's somebody that these kids are turning to. And so when we are either running a Seder or trying to run a Seder or pretending to run a Seder, whatever our role is at the Seder, we have to realize that even if there's no clear hierarchy in terms of questioner and answerer or parent or child, sometimes those lines are blurred a lot. It's important not just to celebrate and encourage the diversity of perspectives, but to realize that in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit, there's a primacy attached to Mesorah of transmission from one generation or somebody to another person, and not just saying, but really answering. And I'm not trying to give Mussar. I just think that that's something that's very important to keep in mind. It's a balance of saying, yeah, each child has their own perspective. But at the same time, the Haggadah says they're all still talking to the same parent. Just something to keep in mind.